minute, Crossfade.
The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording. With Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 161, Tommy Jacket.
We should have been recording earlier. There was some good banter between you and I.
Really good banter.
Let's just pick it up.
You wanted to ask about... Yeah, you wanted to know whether Apple would have a whole department that just looks after FaceTime.
Yeah.
The answer would be yes.
Do you think it's its own business? I mean, do they make money out of FaceTime? No, it's just a product of theirs, right?
Yeah. Yes, it's a product. But the latest version, the one that's coming out, like in the new iOS, you can have up to like 37 people on one FaceTime call.
Yeah, so let's branch out and get 34 guests on, including yourself and I.
We don't need to do a live stream with the amount of listeners we have. We could just fucking get them all just to FaceTime us. That's easier.
Bring the whole team together. G'day, guys.
Yeah. I remember when I was doing the internet, I had an internet radio station called Now On Radio, and I I looked up the PPCA and the APRA licenses, and you could basically like pay a fee to be able to play music.
Yeah.
And I would just play the music anyway, because I was literally like, I would get probably about 10 people listening. So I'm like, it's the equivalent of getting a license if you're like playing music at a party. Like people have more people over at their house for a dinner party.
While we're talking about tech, I had a bit of a breakdown, and we talked about tech yesterday, so this isn't going to be a tech heavy segment, but I had a Siri meltdown. Oh, two things I didn't mention to you. This is two interactions with Siri, one really good and one where Siri shat itself. I'll start there. I was listening to one of our episodes, you know, as you do, Josh. We listen to our own show.
How often do you listen back?
No. I listened back to Jules Lund's episode because we recorded it maybe 5 weeks ago. So I forgot what
we
said.
We're both so tired.
Yeah.
And we're both like, I said to, like, that's one thing that I've been noticing about the doing the podcast is, like, it takes, sorry for the sneeze there, that was just great. It takes a lot of energy, like not to be a little whiny bitch, but like being the whiny bitch that I am, I'll be one for a second. No, but I've noticed like how much I care about the podcast and think about it and all that sort of thing. And one of the things is after episodes, I think we can be pretty critical. And
yeah.
After the Jules one, we had done four guests that day.
Yeah.
And Jules was the last one. And I remember saying, I felt like I had low energy.
Yeah.
So you're listening back.
And I did too, because that's why I listened back. Because you can be so harsh on yourself. And I think it's any creative endeavor. It's like you're severely critical on how it went, but I think there's this massive misalignment with how things actually are to other people and how you feel in yourself, because that day I felt tired and whatever. We'd done 3.5 hours of talking before we even got there, and I felt the same as you. I was like, that was shit. And then I listened back, and Jules was amazing, not because of you and I think we enjoyed the conversation with a friend who is a high achiever and got a lot to say. But I think, it was a great episode. But I was listening to one of the others. I can't even remember what one it was. But the Siri meltdown happened where in the podcast, I said, "Hey, Siri," for some reason. There he goes.
There we go.
No, but here's the thing. This is the meltdown. When you use CarPlay, I've got a Hyundai, and so when I'm using CarPlay listening to a podcast, it can hear, it's my phone's in the car, and so when I said, "Hey Siri," it went off, and here's the thing. Shut up, Siri.
This problem's happening with Alexa, though, too. People who own an Alexa.
Listen, like now it's off, and I won't say it again, but as soon as I said it, it stopped and tried to, you know, get me to say something. But then, because when you're using CarPlay, if you get kind of interrupted by a phone call or something, it will send it back 10 seconds. And so it just got in this loop of sending itself back 10 seconds. Siri would come up, send itself back 10 seconds. Siri would come up. So I'm driving on. I had to turn the episode off.
All of a sudden, you lose control of the steering wheel. Like, just everything malfunctions in the car. It's just one of those. Actually, on that, I actually heard about the, you know how there's those cases where people talk about the cruise control in cars fucking up and they just like... are on the phone, you know, there's a horror phone calls to 911 or whatever they're like zooming along the highway. I was listening to a podcast, it was probably like a year ago now. I think it was maybe Malcolm Gladwell, can't remember who it was.
Yeah.
But it's actually not possible. And what they think happens is that during the stress of the like basically the brakes are always going to work. So the theory is that what happens in these cases is in the stress of it all, they're pressing the accelerator rather than the brake.
They're just real assholes there, because it's happened in Melbourne. Yeah, well, I think ABS brakes could fail because they've become electronic, so they're not just a... they're not just a brake anymore. They're not like an old school car brake where you can push really hard and it's like a, it's just squeezing the thing. It's like they're electronic now. ABS are like shuttering, so there could be some issue with it. But it happened on the what's the highway out near where you used to live?
Eastern Freeway.
And the Eastern Freeway in Melbourne, that happened where they were like sealing off.
So have I made up this story? Exits. I feel like we need to close a loop on this. If someone actually knows something about cars.
Well,
that would be handy.
I think there could be a malfunction where the brakes system doesn't work and the car gets locked in acceleration. I don't know if it's cruise control that is the issue. I use cruise control constantly in 60 zones, 40 zones, just so they get fine.
So handy. Not having it in the south of France was, and knowing that there's sort of speed radars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That was a real pain because you were constantly like, slamming on the brakes because you realise you're going, 15 over.
Mate, try having a VL Commodore on your P-plates. Not a good idea. No cruise control on that 87 beast. So my other Siri... this is a Siri win. So I'm at the playground with Bodie and we're just chilling. He's going hard on the slide. He's now just got this... He's like a glitch in a computer game where he just goes down the slide, runs around, goes down the slide, runs around, goes down the slide, runs around, just nonstop.
He's almost like a Siri loop. He's gone into some sort of slide manic state.
So he was in a Siri slide loop and there's this guy walking around and he's like, this anyone's phone, bro? This anyone's phone? And I was... And I'm just kind of looking, and he's getting closer to me, asking people. They're saying no, and then he gets closer to me. This your phone? I'm like, nah. And then he walks back over to like his wife and mates and says, yeah, someone left this phone over here. And I said to him, oh mate, I think you can just call the last person that they've called. He's like, no, you can't.
Yeah.
And I grabbed the phone, and as I grabbed the phone, I didn't even know what I was... for some reason, I thought that you might be able to call the last call, and you might be able to on Apple phones, but as I grabbed it, I remembered, I was like, oh, I can just hold down the Siri button and say, call home. And so he did, he handed it to me.
But then it will require... won't it require a PIN code, though?
Nah, how good's this? And I look like a fucking baller because I grabbed it and I pressed it and I said call home, and then it just started calling the phone's home number and I handed it back to him, and so he then got on the phone with this person, was like, oh, I've got your phone in the park.
Well, and then, I think the first question is, why the fuck does this person have a landline? I think that's the remarkable bit, isn't it?
It made sense and it made me look awesome. It was a child's phone who was playing in the park, and then he lived across the road and his dad walked over and grabbed the phone off this dude and said, thanks so much, mate.
Wait, it was an iPhone. So this kid is young enough to be playing in the park and he's rocking an iPhone.
Mate.
He's doing all right.
Bodie, I've got a spare iPhone. So technically, it's Bodie's. Bodie's got an iPhone 7 Plus.
That's not how it works. It's not. Well, it can. It's like saying I've got my license. So technically,
but no,
he's also got his license. No, they don't just translate.
It was an older, crappy, old school iPhone. I'm sure Trevor Long, one of our listeners. I'm sure his kids have got four phones each.
Probably
his daddy has a couple of phones.
Review. Probably all like ex-review models that he hasn't had to send back.
Mate, if there's one thing kids know. It's phones. Bodie looks at... He knows. He grabs my phone, comes up to me, opens my hand and puts it in and says, doo-doo, because he wants the Shark doo-doo song from YouTube.
Doo-doo?
Yeah.
Is this some sort of pop culture thing that I don't get?
It's a parent thing. And if you're a parent, okay, you've heard the Baby Shark song. Baby Shark, do 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 do. Baby Shark.
Oh no, I have. You know why I have? I actually have heard this song because I watched a highlight of the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show, which Jack Post, a mate of ours who has been on this show, talking about just before he started on that show. They do this segment where they get Hamish McLachlan, sort of a sports commentator,
yeah,
to say something within his commentary or, you know, within the broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
And he got that song and he managed to, during the broadcast, say it. It's very funny.
Dude, it is crack for kids. Like, I got to daycare and one of the childcare workers started singing that song to Bodie, and I was like, oh, don't, please, dude.
Oh, no.
It was like, you, oh, as I was taking him, he's like looking at Bodie going, shuck, dude, dude, and dancing. I was like, dude, don't open that fucking door, because Bodie just goes on a mission.
It takes a certain type of person to be a childcare, like, worker, like the fact that he's like gets into that and all that sort of thing.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, they are amazing. I'm amazed at the, and it's such a weird thing. Like, I mean, there should be more men doing it, but it was very much an eye opener for me that there was men doing childcare working. It's like for the reason that, like, I mean, I just think about myself as a man and like how I could not handle it. Too many kids. It's not my happy place. But man, it's amazing. The guys that do it there, I've become friends with, and they're so caring, loving. Like, they possess everything that I don't. They're amazing childcare workers, and they love their job. It's really cool.
On the viral, you know, it's almost got the Gangnam style vibe to it, like in popularity.
Sorry, 1.5 billion views on YouTube. Doo-doo song.
how many of them do you think is Bodie?
Yeah, yeah. Just like 1.5 million.
Just playing the slide, like on the slide, playing the song. Did we have this? Like when we were kids, did we, like, we had obviously like Hot Potato, which is the Wiggles.
Yeah.
But I don't think that we had anything. Oh, you know, actually, I lie. We, like, growing up, what I think about is Who Let the Dogs Out?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I had all of these singles, by the way. Who Let the Dogs Out? I had Hamster Dance. Do you remember that?
Nah.
Ding-a-ding-dang-ding-a-dong-dong.
Oh, no.
And I had, like, had six different versions or whatever on the single.
Yeah.
What else were the big ones?
Aquaman?
How did that go?
I'm blue and I'm dim. You know,
I feel like that was just a good hit. I don't know if that had the novelty factor.
That was a viral novelty hit. That maybe.
Well, I think most of them got a big run at the skating, like rollerblading. Kids still do that? Do you think that you'll be taking Bodie to rollerblades, or is that just being sort of like, you know, retired as a thing?
I think here's the thing, that they would have to be far out, because real estate now No one wants to have a real roller skate rink in Chapel Street, which there used to be one at a place called the Fun Factory. That was like on the corner of, you know, one of the main roads in this old building where now it's just apartments. So everywhere there was, like the two places I'm thinking of where I went as kid, as a kid, not there anymore because they have now been developed. So you've got to go out further. Ringwood, maybe there is. No, I've definitely seen people at these rinks. But there was
I guess the trampolining things, the bounce stuff is a big one. And you think that's a huge amount of real estate.
Yeah, true. But I guess the craze is gone. Like rollerblading got a real bad rap for a while.
What is the bad rap from? Because I noticed even in Europe some cool looking people rollerblading.
Is that can those two things be put together? A cool-looking person rollerblading.
Like they looked cool, but maybe it's sort of like getting into Tarzos now. Maybe we've sort of gone full circle on it.
All I thought of then was licking the Tarzo to get the chicken salt off the Tarzo.
What the fuck? Would you but they were in plastic, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, but I used to lick the bag. I used to lick the Tarzo bag and then open it up. It's disgusting.
There we go. I'm always on the lookout for what we're going to call the episode, and I'm going to call this one Lick the Bag.
As Stacey June said, what era?
What era?
What era? Because that changes. Yeah. Anyway.
I think I've definitely been thinking. The first, I don't know how many episodes, every single episode was nostalgia.
Oh, yeah.
But I reckon we've backed right. I think that we've told every story from Mexican Cantina that I can tell, and we're just about out of nostalgia.
Yeah.
But that whole, that shopping thing, you know, that what people, you know, the people collecting those dumb little toys, that
feels like
it's playing into some sort of nostalgia.
Well, Amy works for the ad agency that has Coles as a client. And what Josh is talking about is Coles have done this thing where they've got like mini products that they sell at the supermarket, but they're just... So I didn't know what it was. So... I'm
getting
to it. So what I thought that you got like a kit to construct these little items, but all it turns out, and because you haven't been here, Josh, I'll tell you about how it works. You literally we lined up at the cash register the other day, Amy and I, and she's like, oh, can I have one of those things? And this is my first interaction of this whole process. And the guy's like, oh yeah, I can give you one. And so he had this guy had a pile of just these like little packets, and he handed one over to Amy, and Amy sort of just opened it up, and the thing's constructed already. So it's like just this little what we got was like a little box of Vitawheats that was like miniature, and it was cute. And Amy said to the guy, oh, are people getting pretty aggressive and rude to you? And the guy was like, yeah, it's getting pretty bad. So people are like...
It's getting pretty bad.
It's getting pretty bad. And so it's just absolutely boomed with these little items. I saw Oscar Gordon, friend of ours. He's Jules's cousin. He's got pretty much the whole set of these little items in his kitchen. And it looks kind of...
But he hasn't even been back in Australia for that long. He's clearly gone... black market or a crazy amount of shopping.
The guy that we asked, have people been getting pretty rude? He described this big, tall guy that pretty much fit Oscar's description.
Exactly. No, but the thing about... So, the idea is that you buy the product. So, imagine, let's use Nutella as an example. That's a international known product. You would buy Nutella, the product, and then if you buy a few of them or a certain amount of value, you then in return get a miniature collectible Nutella. Is that what it is?
You don't know what you're going to get. It's like the old school days of getting baseball cards or like basketball cards where you buy a pack and you open the pack and you get what you've been given. So
you don't just get the... No. You can't just buy... Okay.
So this is why people are going mad, because you get what you're given. So you can say, hey, can I have a packet? And he says, sure. And then he hands it over and you open it. You get fucking Vitabix, Vitawheats for the seventh time.
Especially when you can't say it. Oh, I've got... Get real angry at the guy. I've got Vitabix again. I've got fucking Vitabix. Mate, you got to settle down.
Mate, I'm looking for... I'm looking for Nutella. Give me Nutella. But I did. I gave one to Bodhi and he loved it. He's like looking at it, just like playing with it, and then ripped it up. But
yeah. Well, did you collect any of that shit? Did you say that you did do Tarzos, or what were the ones for you?
Did a bit of Tarzos. I did Pokemon cards. We did basketball cards. We'd go to the South Melbourne market and there was like you could get your... You could trade them or you could buy new ones. And there was, you know, the books. We
NBA or NBL?
NBL was... actually, it was more relevant then than it is now. But no, it was NBA. Yeah. So we'd get like the hologram cards. They were the sickest. Shaq, Scottie Pippen. Oh, it was good. Old school. That's nostalgia.
Is Scottie Pippen, was he Australian? Or did I make that up? Or did he... Was he the... Or
nah.
Was he... I think nah. I can hear screaming from out our... We're in Slovenia right now. Beautiful area. But we were meant to be backing onto a courtyard. We've managed to back onto a street. And it is very noisy. Yeah, so going back to the cards and all that sort of thing, I remember... Yeah. Do you remember Bones? There was probably too old for Bones.
No, Bones were like, they look like a knuckle. They look like if you removed your knuckle from your hand. You meant to, there was
like
some game
molar,
that you played with
like
them.
Tooth or whatever. But I just remember the being a bit triggered because I remember for some reason I hadn't gotten into any of them. Didn't do Pokemon, didn't do Tarzos, any of that stuff. And
mate,
for whatever reason,
because
I was like...
You had an internet radio show. That's what was taking your time. No, you were 14.
I did have a lot of microphones and Mum would keep buying me them because I'd break them because I'd try and pull them further away from the speaker and it was a real short cable. They were from Big W and they had like a yellow ring around them.
Oh, yeah.
And I would need to it'd always get to a point where I would need to tape up the bottom of the microphone to sort of keep the, you know, it's like when you go to an open mic night and they've got a shit microphone and every single time the comedian moves their hand awkwardly, it like stops working. But I got into the Bones craze and I just remember, I feel so bad about this. There were, for whatever reason, these two kids were all playing. And there was sort of an argument and they all went away and I was just like left. There was all these Bones and I just grabbed them and put them in my pocket.
Solid.
And that was like, I've never shoplifted or anything like that, but I did that and I felt so guilty about it that I ended up putting them in the bag room, just like threw them in the bag room so people would find them. I was just so panicked about the whole situation.
Josh, look at it this way. You were Robin Hood. You stole them. You dispersed them into the bag room and now the kids that didn't have Bones had Bones.
I'm Robin Hood. I'll take it.
It's silver lining.
What was the first... Do you like how I'm phrasing this? Like I know that you've done it. What was the first thing that you ever shoplifted as a kid?
Oh, I can't remember. A few little things. Bits and pieces. I knew it was wrong though. Let's preface it by saying that. But there was a time where me and the boys... We may have smoked a bit of marijuana and had the munchies. And we thought it was a great idea to have a competition to see who could steal the most chocolate blocks from one of the well-known establishments that is a supermarket. And
do you think that it makes you feel better that it's a well-known establishment? Do you think that that makes it better than if it's, John, the corner store who's trying to make coin?
Definitely wasn't the corner store. Yeah, I guess that's what criminals do, though. they justify based on, oh, you know, they're a big corporation, they can handle this.
Yeah.
I won't go there. It was the wrong thing to do and I don't steal anymore. But I put 7 blocks of chocolate down my pants. See, here's the thing. You could also
another
say...
Another title for the show. And then he licked the packet. licked the bag. Is that what we're calling it? Licked the bag?
Licked the bag. So it was silly. But the supermarket's like then it didn't have security cameras. It's crazy. Like I was saying to a friend the other day, I say friend, more like accomplice to my crimes as a kid. I said, fuck, man, it is hard now to get away with stuff. And then we went down the rabbit hole of if you were to murder somebody, how would you do it? Which was...
Yeah, it would be pretty... It's very dark.
It's so dark. But the reality is, because I said, how'd you get to work today? And he said, I said, where did you stop? Did you stop anywhere along that? He said, yep, stopped into a Caltex. I said, done. You're on camera. You're already on CCTV. So I was like going through everywhere that you... You know, like, think about it today. I've already been to 7-Eleven, our non-sponsor that always gets a fucking plug on this show. Got a coffee.
Who didn't even respond back to us about, like, we did the Throwback Thursday with Peter Shepherd, tagged them for a zany company that probably pays an agency a lot of money to look after their social media.
Yeah.
You know, they're too busy creating dumb Vox Pops. In the street, asking men on the street what they think, that they've completely missed this great content opportunity that we created for free.
Yeah. Well, they've already got me on camera in their store, and I'm sure I've probably been on someone else's CCTV or TV already. So you can't, like, I look at the supermarkets now, they've got security guards. Like, I love watching when, you know, dodgy people walk into the St. Kilda supermarkets, and then I just see the security guard just... You know, he's like, I'm on. This is me. And then I start looking. I'm watching out, seeing if they're stealing, just seeing if I could. I don't rat them in because they usually just get them anyway. It's amazing. Like they let people off because they come to the front and they just open their bag and they've got like a thing of sirloin steak, and they're just like, mate, you can't
really?
Take this. Yeah, and they just said, get out of here. So it's an interesting one where it's good that they're not blocking up the police system with, you know, junkies who are trying to steal steaks.
Well, that was like Bree's point on her sunglasses that were taken was it's like, look, if someone's stolen them or taken them, you know, without handing them in, then they obviously needed them. Mm. I think that's a good way to look at things, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're just a piece of shit. I mean, you're a piece of shit if you steal. I don't, like, it's horrible. I was a piece of shit. That's the reality of it. There's nothing good out of it. You're thinking about yourself. You're being selfish. And
but I think there's probably a difference, too, about, you know, someone who's got the munchies, who's just been doing a bit of weed with his mates, and someone who's, like, homeless and
needing some food or something like that. I'm probably more the piece of shit that stole because I was stoned and I probably had the money to buy it. Whereas, you know, I'm talking about people that steal when they, like, when they actually have. Because I remember I knew someone who was a compulsive stealer, compulsive thief.
That would be annoying.
Used to steal so many things.
I would worry everything. That even just like all the podcast gear and stuff I have in the hotel, like I just try and like take it out of sight for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, but I've almost sort of said to myself, like, during the course of our trip, my shit is going to get stolen. Like, I just like with all the places that we're going to, if it doesn't get stolen, I think it'll be a miracle.
Yeah, well, you've got pretty far, bro. It's like 6 weeks.
I know.
7 weeks.
It's already coming up. How would you feel? Obviously, big media company. We spoke about it a bit on the episode with Jules.
Yeah.
We're gonna have our office space and things like that. We're converting your current office to be our office. what's your thoughts on security cameras? Do we need rule? Do you feel comfortable with me setting up a bunch of security cameras I can access at any time? And what sort of rules do we need around it?
I like it. I like security cameras. I've just have never invested in them. I like the rule that was put in place by, I think, you or Bree, and that was...
Yeah, it was a dual rule.
Yeah, I like it. So that rule was you can't, if we're in an argument, you can't use the security camera. Like, oh, let's bring up the footage. I'll see what I said. They're pure... I want access to them, obviously, so I can look at what you're doing when I'm not there, and you can look at what I'm doing when I'm there. I like it. I think it's like... some people are funny about cameras watching them, but I don't give a shit. In our space, I think it's good.
What about do you think push notifications makes you more uncomfortable knowing that, say, if on a Sunday you wanted to go into the office, and as soon as you came into the office, I would get a push notification?
No, I don't mind that. I think because imagine if it wasn't me. What if it wasn't me?
Yeah.
And
exactly, it'd be very annoying.
And there's someone
You'd
in
probably
there.
Probably be a thief or something.
Yeah. Some guy's putting chocolate down his pants, licking the bag.
Hashtag licking the bag. Do you know, yesterday, I don't know if you noticed, but I noticed I was sort of half off my game. I think it was partly because we were talking before the show about, like, are we getting a bit boring? We got one bit of feedback from a good mate who said that we were... one of our eps was a bit boring, and then I was like, you know, it's good to get that feedback. Oh, you know, water off a duck's back. And then you say, I don't fucking care. I don't care what he thinks. And then, but I think I was thinking about it a little bit. Yeah. And I even noticed that at the start of yesterday's show, the start and the end, if you listen to that show, you'll notice that I wasn't in my normal routine. I didn't say it's a daily talk show like I normally say. I didn't say Tommy Jacket, and then I didn't. At the end, you ended up just sort of finishing it up. You were like, all right, it's a fucking good episode. Good episode, JJ. Yeah, it's a daily talk. Like, it sounds so awkward when you say it's the daily talk show. Like, you have to do the wrap up. It's like, is Josh okay? Sniped Josh? And Tommy's doing an awkward exit.
You've never heard someone get so quickly to saying it once I start saying it. I literally say the daily and you finish
it off. It's the daily talk show, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Tommy.
It's amazing. It's a trigger. If I say it, you end up just firing. It's like we've got a button that fires off a sting.
I'm 100% the guy who says hip hip at a party. If I saw you there, you know that I would be, you know... Once we got to two, I would be already saying hip hip before we even got to you.
Are you the guy that that really hopes that the person asks you to MC their wedding? Are you you want to be front and center?
No.
I was thinking about those people recently because I think people have mistaken me for being that person that wants to be at the front.
100%. You know what? I've got a really arrogant answer to this.
Yeah, awesome.
And I don't know if you can relate, but it was like Bree posted an Instagram series of stories a few days ago when we were in Turkey of us at some ridiculous touristy sort of Turkish show where I somehow got picked out to dance with the belly dancer. And there was about six of us that got pulled up. And there was one guy that loved it so much that when the belly dancer was trying to get him to dance, he had sort of said to her, oh, no, I want to go at the end. Like, he wanted to do the big finale. And my arrogant response is, it's like, people think I'm like that, but like, I don't need that. I get attention all the time. We do a fucking podcast. We talk 40 minutes a day. I don't need any more attention. I'm all attentioned out. And so I feel like the people who need to do the MC stuff and all that sort of thing, they're clearly not getting the attention somewhere else.
Yeah, potentially. I think they also, love that limelight. But I think it's...
I'm just exhausted by it. Like, I struggle enough just doing this. Like, it's an introvert extrovert thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's
exactly.
When I get up there, it's like that thing, but it's also that thing of like, I don't think the best form of entertainment is being the guy that really wants to do it. Mm. So that's been the other thing. It's like when I got up on stage to do the belly dancer thing, I'm sort of like not that keen, but as soon as it's my turn, I sort of switch and go into, year eight drama mode.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been asked a couple of times, and it's the worst thing I want to, last thing I want to do, which is weird, but it's probably making it more about me than them because they probably wanted me to do it. But then I'm like, oh no.
But it does. It takes, like, I actually remember when I was a kid, I got into emceeing stuff because I was doing court announcing at the basketball, and I emceed a charity. It's like a charity fashion show.
Oh, yeah.
And then I remember I did something for like a wedding expo. It was like in the western suburbs. And it was over 2 days. But the one thing that I remember of that job was, I think I was probably like, it's probably like getting paid $400 or something, right? To do the job.
Yeah.
And it was a Saturday and a Sunday. So it was like $200 a day. And I remember I got the envelope at the end of the day on the Sunday, and they paid me $800.
Oh, yeah.
So that it's just that, like, hashtag surprise cash.
Shit,
like,
yeah.
There's nothing but – did you ever have that? I feel like you would have in your time had a few cashies.
No, I was thinking about that recently. I haven't had cash jobs in so long. I used to have cash businesses with pretty much everyone, except for one guy. He paid me in a check. Come on, bro. Far out. Cash jobs are rare these days for our industry. No one's paying me $5,000 in cash.
It's not like landscaping or shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Word of the day.
Oh, yes. Finish it off.
Let's finish on that, because I was thinking... that's one thing that we need to keep consistent. We've kept the fucking podcast consistent. Let's just keep word of the day as word of the day. Are you ready for it? This is a big one.
Yep.
This was, I remember learning this as a kid, as the longest word in the English language.
Oh, no.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Mm. Okay.
Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't. I actually haven't heard that.
I'll say it again, and I'll say it slowly, and then you can guess what it means.
I've heard a lot of the different parts. I've heard anti. I've heard establishment.
Well, you probably can work it out through that. So it's I'll say it again. Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Yeah.
What do you think it means?
I'll
say it again.
Yeah, you're again.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Wow, imagine if you put that into half speed. You would have sounded like you were so... it sounded like you were drunk and in half speed already.
Yeah, licking the bag. can you have a guess?
Well, you're against the establishment. Or you're... So you're... Maybe you're pro-establishment because you're anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Close. It's the opposition... to the disestablishment of the Church of England.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, who the fuck came up with that? Who's the guy that went, oh, well, they're an anti-disestablishmentarianism vibes?
If you look, it was 1911 was when it started trending. How the fuck does Google know the trends? There was no Google in 1912. Actually, you know what it does? This is cool. I think it reads books.
Oh, so it's smarmy. Actually
looking, it's on Google.
Smarmy motherfucker. Just Google. I could read books in 1920, guys.
Yeah.
Wasn't even around.
That's literally what it's done. So it's showing me the trends. And so the first time I could see it being used was like 1910.
Yeah.
And it became very... It sort of peaked at about... 1983 got real big. So, there you go.
Just quickly, can't remember the word, but I've been doing, you know, just like looking up the meanings of words that I'm wanting to write into emails quite often, and I've actually come across a few at the moment that haven't. So I definitely use the word, but then I look and they haven't yet been put into the English dictionary.
It's not a fucking word then.
No. So it recognises it as a word, but they haven't yet recognised it in the dictionary. So it's like I can't remember. I'll remember it and I'll bring it to the table. But it was one that just hadn't been put in there yet. So I definitely refrained from using it because I was like, all right, if it's not in there, I've butchered the word, and people obviously have also butchered it. But is that room service, Josh?
We literally have someone in the hotel now trying to sort out our room, so I better go.
All right.
It's a daily talk show, everyone. Thanks, TJ.
See you guys.
Have a good
one, mate.
Gotcha. Bye.
It seems that you would like another view, but you will shift it to that end.
So tomorrow...